How many minutes do you want apostles to speak? 1 hour? 2 hours? Okay.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Please help me honor Dr. Emosfenwa and his wife again. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Truly, it truly is an honor. And then I also celebrate everyone who has come to celebrate with this great ministry. I love Pastor Emosfenwa sincerely, and the times that we have to share, just talking, they are usually wonderful moments where, you know, sometimes I get to hear him speak and communicate the wisdom and the counsel of God, and I do not take it for granted, sir. The Lord honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. To see you high and lifted up, you are shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. We'll see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Hallelujah. Father, help us. Bless our hearts. Let there be proof that we met you this morning. Let the sick be healed, O God. Let the oppressed be delivered. Turn someone's life around. Let this service be a feast of fat things. We vow to give you the glory in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. We started in the first service discussing James 1 verse 17. Please do well to get the teaching. The Bible says, every good gift and every perfect gift, James 1 and verse 17, tells us that it comes from above and comes down from the Father. So I took out time in the first service to teach on the fatherhood of God. The consciousness of the fatherhood of God takes away fear from our lives, takes away doubt as to whether it is God's desire to lift us. It is God's desire to bless us. It is God's desire to advance us. The consciousness of the fatherhood of God gives you confidence. Hallelujah. And I did say that the word Abba means source. It means sustainer. And it also means defender. That if God is your source, if God is your sustainer, if He's your defender, then you do not need to fear. And I charged us to approach God beyond the realm of superstition and religion. That more than being the creator of the ends of the earth, more than being a miracle worker, more than being the God of the universe, He desires to be known by the saints and His children as Abba. And that the hallmark of fatherhood is not having children, it's not procreation. Is the responsibility that is expressed through benevolence. The ease to give, the ease to release is God's idea of fatherhood. If ye being evil know how to give good gifts. So a true father is a giver. Not just a procreator, a giver. According to scripture, you do not need to have physical children to be called Abba. The moment you have it in your heart that you are a giver, you are Father. And that our Father in heaven is not just a receiver, but He's a giver. I think let me just stress that before we go into the next aspect of this teaching. For most people, and I think sadly religious people have made it that way, our idea of God is just that He's a receiver. receiving money, receiving service, receiving our time, and threatening us that if we do not give these things, there are consequences that follow us. So largely out of fear or a sense of guilt, people continue to engage in spiritual activities, but the revelation is not the awareness of his fatherhood. The revelation is fear of some sort. The Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. And so if it is true that God is a father, it means that no one should outgive him. He should be the giver of all good things. And we prayed and obtained grace from the Lord. Hallelujah. The next revelation, very quickly for this service, and then we'll pray. The next revelation that governs the manifestation of good things, the manifestation of the goodness. By the way, let me say this. The goodness of God is a dimension of his glory. Remember when he told Moses, said to see his glory, he made a request that I may see your glory, and the reply that came from God was that I will let my goodness, I will cover you, and I will give you an opportunity to see my goodness. So the goodness of God is an aspect of his glory. And you have not really experienced the fullness of God's glory. If all you have seen is his light, you've fallen down and stood up and all of that. If that's all you have seen, you've not seen the fullness of God. There is a dimension of God's glory that must be revealed as his goodness. In fact, here's what the Bible says. Oh, taste and see. Not just that the Lord is powerful. You can taste and see that the Lord is good. Jesus, you are so good to me. In all circumstances. In all circumstances. Oh, Jesus, you are so good to me.
In all circumstances.
Oh. Hallelujah. The goodness of God revealed in the life of the saints. The quality of benevolence, the quality of bringing joy to the saints, bringing joy to the children of God by making sure. Did you know? Look at me. You do not need things to happen in your life to be joyful. You can be joyful even in the midst of the storms. Count it all joy, my brethren, he said, when you face diverse temptations. However, you need things to be given to you so that your joy will be complete. He says, hitherto you have not asked for anything, Jesus said. He said, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. You cannot have the fullness of joy until you taste of the goodness of God. It is true that you can have joy in the midst of storms. It is true that you can have joy in the midst of nothing. But you can never experience the fullness of joy until that dimension of God called his goodness is revealed in your life. Turn it into a prayer in 1 minute. Lord, show me your goodness. In the land of the living, show me your goodness. Show me your goodness. Give me a revelation of your goodness. Show me your goodness. Is someone praying? Remember, it is those who ask that receive. Lord, I remain joyful in the midst of my situations and circumstances. However, I need the fullness of joy in this season. The fullness of joy in this season. Dependable, dependable God. Are you praying? It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional, say.
Intentional, God.
Here's the part I want you to prophesy into your life. That everything is working out for my good. Dependable God, one more time.
Dependable. dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional, intentional God. Everything is working upon my good. You are good. You are good. Jesus.
You are good.
You are good.
You are good. You are good.
Jesus, you are so good to me.
In all circumstances,
in all
circumstances,
you are so good to me.
In all circumstances, in all circumstances.
Hallelujah. Please be seated. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. When doors begin to open in your life in a way that you cannot explain, that is the goodness of God revealed to you. When God begins to honor your children and use them as a trophy upon your head, that is the goodness of God. When God begins to turn your captivity, let me speak to someone. In the name that is above all names, I stand by the grace of the living God, and I declare to you that that which stands like a mountain, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, may that mountain be lifted from off your life, lifted from off your destiny, in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, God is a good God. You have to expect the goodness of God to speak in your life. If you do not expect it, it will never happen. I expect the goodness of God on my job. I expect the goodness of God. The Bible says the expectation of the righteous. Expectation is more than a wish. I expect the favor of God revealed in my life. I expect the wonder-working power of God. I expect that when I get to the office, someone under the influence of my Father's hand will be compelled to bless me. Did you know, while I sat back there and Pastor Mosfema was presenting the award to the management, the traffic management, I sat and I was blessed. I said, I wish many people can discern that this is the revelation. This is goodness. I saw the man smile. Nobody frowns at a gift. Nobody frowns at the... You know God is good by the laughter that comes from your mouth. Genuine, sincere laughter. Herein is my Father glorified, the Bible says, when ye bear much fruit. The goodness of God. Did you know it is even the goodness of God that leads men to repentance? The goodness of God is that powerful. When Peter in John 21, Peter attempted catching fish. He had been frustrated. Jesus had died. They were not sure he had come back to life. And he said, I go out fishing. Let me go back to what I was doing. This man scammed me for 3.5 years of my life. I left my profession to follow him in hope that I will have a more meaningful life. Now he's killed. I'm in trouble. I go out fishing. And the remaining disciples say, we go with you. And they toiled and toiled and could not catch any fish. Here comes Jesus. The revelation of the Father's goodness. When he came, he said, little children, have you any catch? He said, no. He said, cast your net to the right side. As soon as they casted their net, the Bible says the net was about to break because of the fish. It was the goodness of God. Peter recognized, there is no one else who can do this except Jesus. He said, I'm a sinner. Go away from me. The goodness of God can bring judgment even to unbelievers. Because you see, people in the dark world, they know what to do. They know the labor that they go through to get the slightest result. They know the graves they have to lie down upon. They know the covenants. Some of them give their children to get peace. Some of them give their joy. Some of them give parts of their body. So when they see you rejoicing, they wonder, for this level of result, what is it that you would have done? And you tell them it's the goodness of God. The goodness of God.
You are so good to me. You are so good to me.
Ah.
You are so good to me. 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 You are so good to me.
The goodness of God. Is God speaking to us already? You must expect the goodness of God. You call it a year of good things. It's going to remain a vision and a dream that will never come to pass until you can connect it with your expectation. Let me tell you this. I hope people don't misunderstand me when I say this. You must get to a realm in your life where if you are not favored in within 24 hours, you will go for a retreat. Because the goodness of God should have been so strong upon your life that 24 hours is too long to be ignored. Not in my Father's domain. Can you imagine, for instance, that we're all gathered here and from the start to the finish of the service, Pastor Amos Fenwa is ignored. His name is not mentioned. There is nothing that involves him. Will that ever happen? No. If it is true that you are walking in dominion, then your territory should respond in a way and a manner that will make all and sundry know that God is at work in you.
And we will never settle for less. We know there's more that's found in you.
Get tired of your current level.
And we will never settle for less. When we know there's more that's found in you. It's in you, Lord. It's in you, Lord. We know there's more that's found in you.
Say after me, in the name of Jesus. Please shout it. Say, in the name of Jesus, I expect to see and experience the goodness of God every day of my life. Turn it into a prayer. I expect. Someone pray. You will marvel and wonder at what God does in your life as a result of this. Please pray. Please pray. Oh yes, I expect. You are a man of God. I expect good news. News of salvation, transformation, ever increasing glory, the glory that excels in career. I'd like you to declare, this week cannot be like last week. I expect good things, good news. Hallelujah. Look up, please. The Bible talks about a man who was crippled at Gate Beautiful, and that every time the apostles alongside others would go to pray, and the man would just sit there watching. And then one time he made up his mind that he was tired of that situation. And while he saw the apostles on their way, at the hour of prayer, the Bible says that he was begging for alms. Are we together now? And Peter and John looked at him and he said, look at us. And the Bible says he looked expecting to receive. Expecting. I expect favor. I expect great people to talk about me. I expect my name to be mentioned to the ears of my destiny helpers. It's an expectation. I expect that nothing good about my life will be hidden. I expect visibility for my products. You are a businessman. Don't sit down there and be quiet and hope that things will happen. I expect visibility. I'm in ministry. I expect visibility from the realm of the spirit and in the physical, that no one will ignore my products and my services. I expect it because there is an anointing upon me. Expectation is powerful. I expect to be lifted. I expect to be blessed. I expect to be honored. I expect to be a sign and a wonder. I expect my hands to be full. I expect favor to work for me. Kali Paruskiata. Lekrendoski Balakashia. I live in this realm of expectation, ever expectant. God, today is Sunday. Abba, what wonder do you have for me today? I am ready to receive. I am a receiver only because you are a giver. If you are not a giver, I have no business receiving. For a man can receive nothing except it is given to him from above. Listen, look at me. Every time, most times, let me use politicians as an example. When they go to their constituencies, the moment people see them, they expect that that politician would not leave that place without some act of charity or benevolence. Is that true? And that expectation compels that politician, prepared or not, to at least drop something. Not necessarily because he likes the people, but for his namesake. Have you seen people who play music during weddings? I mean, this is Lagos, so you know that, right? They come around you are minding your business, about to enter your car and go. And they play music and dance around and call your name, call your surname, say something about you. And your driver says, sir, don't leave these people like this. Expectation. So when I sing about his praises and his goodness, I'm not just worshiping him. It's also a declaration of expectation. God, you can't keep quiet on me after rolling on the ground like this. No. I have called you a good God, and I didn't call it in silence. I said it before the world. I put pressure on your integrity to deliver. You are so good to me. Now they are hearing. You are so good to me. So they say, where is it? As I keep singing that song, I'm putting pressure on his integrity. Where is the goodness of God in your life? And God says, no. You can't keep calling that attribute of me, and I live your life in shame.
You are so good to me.
Sing it as a prophecy.
You are so good to me.
Jesus, you are so good to me.
In all circumstances,
Jesus, you are so good to me.
In all circumstances,
unchangeable God.
Doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God.
Intentional God.
Everything is working out for my good.
You are good.
Shaka
barato se branda la
batu.
In all circumstances.
quickly. Let's deal with the second principle and we'll pray. No, your life will change in the name of Jesus Christ. You are in a season where you are about to see a display of God's goodness in a way that will marvel you. I want you to believe it. This is a prophetic church. Believe it. Believe it. That for someone, you will walk out of this service and you're on your way going home. Suddenly a call comes and you say, well, I mean, I have not expected this. And you pick that call and it's like opening a door to a realm where you will never return to your yesterday again. Remember the goodness of God. Do not forget this. The goodness of God is powerful. It can turn your morning to dancing. In one day, God can give you laughter that does not end. That you can step into prepared blessings. Listen, there are times that God will send rain on your farm, and then after 4 months, you will yield a harvest. But there are times God can send bread from heaven directly, processed already. It's called prepared blessings. He is still the doer of all. Whether he sends rain to your farm or gives you manna directly, it is still God. And he can send both the rain and manna. Because there are times the urgency in your life does not allow. The time before the plants will grow, you need manna directly from heaven. Let this revelation sink in your spirit. It says, surely goodness. Is it in your Bible? They are not attributes. They are spirits. Surely. Halis kamarotas kiata. Goodness. And mercy. Surely. Goodness. Following me. On my way to the marketplace. Goodness. Mercy. In school, goodness, mercy. Let me give us one more point and then we'll pray. Is God blessing us? Isaiah chapter 1, please, from verse 19. The second key that controls the manifestation of the goodness and the hand of God upon our lives. Remember, the first is the revelation of the fatherhood of God. Then I spoke a bit about expectation now. Isaiah chapter 1, please, from verse 19. Please give it to us. Isaiah 1, from verse 19 and 20. Read with me, please, if you're a Christian, it's projected. Ready? Read. If ye be willing, and obedient, what will happen? If you are unwilling and disobedient, what happens to you? The goodness of the land will never come to you. The first revelation from this scripture is that there is goodness not only in God, there is goodness in every land. That you are not experiencing it does not mean it is not there. Please listen. Every land, no matter how barren, there is an investment of God's goodness on it. Lagos is a good land. Every territory where you reside is a good land. But there is a condition for that earth to yield its increase to you. Is that true? If you are willing and you are obedient. Obedience is a very powerful spiritual principle. In fact, according to scripture, faith is not complete until there is obedience. Faith is not just believing God. Faith is not just saying what you want. Faith is not even just saying what God has said. Faith is obtaining the grace to walk in keeping with the conditions that guarantee the result that God said should come. It's not enough to expect increase. It's not enough to expect good things. Every promise in scripture is conditional. The only thing in scripture that is not conditional is the love of God. But every other reality, every possibility in the kingdom is highly conditional. Deuteronomy chapter 28, please. Give us from verse 1 and 2. I'd like us to read it together. Deuteronomy chapter 28, when it's projected and we can see it, let's read together. Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2. Ready? Please, let's read. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do, take notes, to observe and to do all which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above, verse 2, and all these blessings. How many blessings? How many blessings? And all these blessings shall what? It comes on you because it comes from above, and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Say obedience. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. When Moses died and the mandate was now transferred to Joshua, he was afraid because the people were a stiff-necked people. They were stubborn people. How would he lead such people? And a revelation was given to him. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. It says, this is the formula, Joshua, for your success. This book of the law shall not depart from out of your mouth. Please pay attention. God is about to bless someone. It says, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Don't stop there. We stop there usually. It says that thou mightest observe to do. Someone say observe to do. Observe to do all that is written therein. For in doing it, you will make your way prosperous. And you will have a kind of success that the Bible calls good success. There is success, but there is good success. When the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and prospers and adds no sorrow, it is called good success. The kind of success where you are up today and down tomorrow is not good success. Obedience. Obedience to what? Obedience to the voice of God. Obedience to the instructions that connect to the blessings you desire. I told you that every dimension of God that we seek in this kingdom is conditional. And there are principles and instructions that are connected. Please listen. Please listen. You have to get this. Principles and instructions. Say after me, please. Principles and instructions. If it be thou, bid me come. And he said, come. An instruction. And he got up and walked on water. When they met him and said, sir, the feast, the wedding in the Cana of Galilee, in John chapter 2, the wine is finished. And there's about to be a major embarrassment in this feast. And he said, fill 6 pots with water. And when he filled 6 pots with water, he said, now you go and serve the Lord. That's a risk. If those guys got there and the rulers took and... if they fetched that water and it was water in their mouth, they would have killed those people. But at the instance of his word, they went.
Water you turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. There's none like you.
One more time, water. He's turning it to wine. There are principles. The challenge is most times believers know the outcomes that they desire, but they do not know the principles that connect to those outcomes, or they have not obtained the grace to be diligent and obedient in keeping to and with those instructions and with those principles. I am passionate about knowing the instructions and the principles that connect me to the grace and the glory of God. You may have heard me say it, that every time the glory of God is revealed, the glory of God revealed is an attestation to the fact that his patterns have been kept. If you keep God's patterns, you will see his glory. We are here today celebrating the mighty hand of God upon your man of God and upon a prophet that God has given to the nations, not only because he is called of God, but he can articulate steps of faith in obedience to the voice of God. I thank God for the privilege that I had to participate in the process of this place, in our discussion, and I had the honor of watching prophecy unveil. Today we are celebrating what is the glory of God, but it did not just come because he's a man of God. It came at the instance of obedience. Shout obedience. Disobedience is very costly. If you know the cost of disobedience, you will run away from it. Obedience. The Lord can give you an instruction, for instance, and say it's time to go to the next level of your life. Spend 3 days in fasting and prayer. That's an instruction. You may argue it and say, God, I'm not eating well. I'm just about to eat well before the fast. And you know, you see, God speaks once. It's your responsibility to hear twice. Isaac, I know there is famine and other people are running, but stay in this land. This is your place of blessing. You can argue it. When God speaks, obey him more. When God speaks, honor him. Every prophetic word does not make sense till it makes sense. Every prophetic word looks like a mistake. Every prophetic word looks like an error until you see the intelligence of God play out through the pride of men. By this time tomorrow, and a foolish man would come and say, even if the windows of heaven is opened. And he said, okay, so that you will not die thinking God was a liar. You will see it, but you will not eat from it. I rebuke unbelief from your life. I rebuke the spirit of disobedience from your life. Hallelujah. Ask everyone who God has helped in ministry, in business, they will tell you a point came in their lives where they were divine instructions. I'm not just talking of instructions written in scripture. There are times God will give you unique instructions. When those seasons come, be careful, because you will take advantage of something that will lift you to a new season, or you will recycle your current season again. Years ago, the Lord gave me an instruction. I've shared it a number of times. To take a seed and take it to God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo. And I got up. I'm not talking about money. It's just an example. It came that there are seeds when you give, you know this is Ishmael. But there are seeds when you give, you know this one is Isaac. You will die with your seed there. These are not the seeds that you smile. There are seeds that are called precious. The Bible says you weep while you are giving them. And then I remember, I came out and I was about to enter the vehicle to go, and the Holy Spirit told me, he said, come out. He said, put your hand on that ground. I placed my hand on that ground. He said, from today you have entered the overflow anointing. Lifting does not just happen. I have to be honest with you, because you see, believers are wonderful people, and even though prophecy is here to help us, there is the responsibility of obedience, adherence to divine instructions. Go around Jericho 7 times, once every day, and then at the 7th time, the priests in front with a shout and that blast of the healer, the wall will come down. That was the instruction. You can invent your own strategy, but it may not work. Imagine them going around quietly. What are you doing? Obeying instructions. Kali parosiata. And for every time they obeyed, the spirit of grace is released. Something is happening in the realm of the spirit while you are obeying. Just because you don't hear any sound does not mean God is not moving. Keep obeying. God can give you an instruction and say, for the remaining part of this year, every day you must pray for the man of God and his wife. It's an instruction. Oh Lord, but I'm already a prayer warrior. That's not it. An instruction now came from heaven. God can give you an instruction and say, every month from that which you have, ensure that you sow into the man of God
and his wife. You say, Lord, I've been doing it. He says, no, you did that one as a gift from your heart. This one is an instruction connected to the next level of your life. Believe what I'm telling you. You are not being taught cunningly devised fables. Instructions. And then principles. Principles. Obedience is powerful. It is the game changer between people who become talkatives and those who become proof producers. Principles. I know that God is able to lift. I know that God is able to change. I know that God is able to turn a man's life around. But just believing that he would do it will not solve the problem. Lord, what is the principle? He says, good master, what must I do to be saved? That's a rich man, because he knows there's responsibility connected to everything. What must I do to be saved? What is my own part? Is God speaking to us? Every dimension of the goodness of God you desire has conditions attached. You must obtain knowledge of what those conditions are, and then grace to obey thoroughly. Grace to obey thoroughly. Grace to obey thoroughly. It is amazing the kinds of miracles that can happen in your life at the instance of your obedience. There are many of you, you shouldn't have been at this level if you had obeyed God. He gave you an instruction in 2014. You argued it and said, I will obey. You see, the thing with life is a patient teacher. It will keep recycling your pain till you learn. 2014. This is the way out. No. 2015 again. This is the way out. No. 2016. This is the way out. No. 2017. This is the way out. Today God is coming to you again. How long will you wait when it is my desire to show you my goodness? There are people, one instruction they would have obeyed, they would have been in their house now. Please don't feel bad. I'm challenging you. Neglect to divine instructions can cost you more than you know. For some, it can even be a matter of life and death. Don't go this road. Obedience is very powerful. I learned this as a principle. If you learn to obey God, if you learn to obey the word, your life will become and remain a living wonder. Believe me when I tell you this. I desire to walk in superior dimensions of grace and the anointing. I desired it sincerely. And I knew that it was in prophecy for me to walk in these dimensions. But I knew that just hoping and wishing, I would only waste my time and waste the time of a generation. And I began to search, what are the principles that govern the manifestation of the power of God in a man's life? Genuine, authentic, spiritual power. And I began to find them. I began to find them. And I said, Lord, grant me the grace. It may not be easy, but I obtained the grace. And goodness, I am grateful for that obedience. Because you see, many people wait to eat from your obedience. Obedience is powerful. The benefits go beyond you. Are we together? I came here this morning lending my voice with your pastor to let you know that if God has done this for this church, then it's time for your own life to reflect it. You cannot be in a ministry that has been so greatly helped by God and then remain the same. The testimony from your life is what gives credence to the anointing that is upon this house.
No, there's nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Oh. Nobody like
You must pray and desire the grace for complete obedience. Obedience to divine instructions and obedience to scriptural principles. It's not only principles you need. There are things in your life only instructions will bring. Please hear what I'm telling you. And for some of you, God will be giving you instructions. For some of you, the prophet of God will come and instructions will come. Be diligent to walk with instructions. When people go to meet a herbalist, I want to win an election, or I want to be promoted to the highest position, usually he does not share principles with them. You say, all right, what you want is a possibility. He will first search the realm of the spirit. You say, give me 2 minutes. And he will search the realm of the spirit and say, I see that there is space for you. You don't say, thank you, sir, and you walk away. You are waiting for instructions. We have enough intelligence to know that you do not go to the devil and just say, I'm aware now that there is vacancy. What is the instruction? And he will tell you, all right, for this kind of miracle you want, I'm not a foolish herbalist. I've been doing this work for a long time. So if you are not ready, there are some instructions that are so hard, they will first ask you, are you willing? You watch it in Nigerian film. You don't have to go to a herbalist. Praise the Lord. Do you have the stamina to obey this kind of instruction? And you say, I'm that desperate. Say, all right. Number one, your son is coming here. Ah, you said you are ready. Okay. Number two, you are going to bring a cow. Number three, you buy a bag of rice. Number four, you bring 1 million naira. Can you do all of this? Let me think about it. Say, okay, I give you 2 weeks. It's your business. You are the one who wants the lifting. And the man goes to think about it. He compares the pain of the instruction versus what he wants and says it's worth it. He will drag his son, drag the cow, drag the money, and then the man will laugh and say, finally, and conjure some things. The man returns back, and not even you, except you are a believer, you will not be able to stop that man, because reality, his obedience was part of the ingredients that went into that charm. It's not just what they mix. His obedience also came as an ingredient. And all of a sudden you find out that a director in the office is acting as though he's not in his right mind, promoting a man who is not qualified anyhow, and the man is just laughing at people anyhow, and he said, oh dear, you don't know the price. And then some ignorant person will come and say, I assure you, we are going to have a board meeting and bring you down. Then he remembers his pain and says, you are joking. You don't know what happened in the secret. You don't know the gravity of obedience that sponsors this result. His confidence is based on what he knew that he did. So there are times that God will tell you, you want a supernatural ministry. It's for the taking. And it is a reality in Christ. But there is a price to pay. Are you willing? Here is the anointing to heal. Here is the anointing to prophesy. You see, we live in a generation where we want everything free. It's not true. Let me tell you sincerely, there is a spiritual price for dimensions in the spirit. Ask any businessman, they will tell you. Customers are free, but bringing them to you is not free. For some of you, it's the price of prayer to return back to the secret place. While others are sleeping, he will wake you. No, not for the kind of anointing you want. The kind of anointing you want, praying 1 hour, praying 30 minutes, praying once a week. No, sir. These demons will kill you as if you don't exist. Shikapakatakata. Where are you going? I know what I'm pressing towards. For some of you, while others are sleeping, God will wake you and say, open that scripture, begin to study, because of the kind of ministry I'm giving you. For some of you, God will cause you, you will buy books that are taller than you, and you will sit down and God will say, read every one of them, because the kind of businessman I want to make out of you, there is something, there is a specie of kingdom wealth I want to bring out of you. Obedience. There is a price behind exploits in the kingdom. There is a real price, a price of diligence, a price of death, a price of surrender, a price of giving your all. Abraham, you want to become father of nations? Take thy son, thy only son whom thou lovest,
and offer him upon a mountain, he was willing to take that risk. The question I have for you is that, what price are you willing to pay in partnership with the Holy Ghost? Apostle, I want a crowd in my ministry, you may be saying. I want God to bring people from everywhere. My brother and my sister, it takes more than Greek and Hebrew. It takes more than eloquence and oratory. You may have all of that and be surprised. The same way you have all the provisions in your store and yet customers will not come. Because the customers are not just bodies, they are spirits. Am I boring you? I'm opening your eyes to a real spiritual principle that when you handle, you see, that's why many times when you talk about great people, they don't even respond to you. It's God that will punish you. The altar of their sacrifice is also a disciplinarian. It can bring order to your life. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He reproved kings for their sake, saying, "You do not know how this man became my anointed. Do my prophets know how?" Hallelujah. I desired a grace in my life that when I speak over people's lives, it will become as I have said. I said, is there such a grace? I found it in the life of several people from history, from scripture. The Bible says for Samuel, pastor said that none of his word. What kind of a man is that? Do you know how much of a blessing it will be if everything you say upon people comes to pass? But I found out there was a price, a real price. And I said, whatever that price is, I obtain grace from God. Let's go. For when you find that grace, now you can tell people, be blessed. They will say amen as if they are joking and come out with their hands on their head and say, what was upon my life when I left? Grace. There is a price. Look at the price that politicians pay during election. They travel to almost every local government, almost every state, healthy or not, tired or not. Are we together? They sweat around morning, afternoon, evening. That is the price it takes to be a governor or a president or whatever it is. No matter how capable you are, you will not overcome that price. You have to pay it. Jesus, grant that my sons will sit at your left and your right. Jesus would have said, wonderful, what a mother and what a good request. He said, can you drink of my cup and be baptized with my baptism? Church is quiet. I hope your silence means you are meditating on what I'm saying. Not that you are saying, why did he say this? I wish I were lying, but this is no lie. It is the truth. There is a real price. There is a price for favor. There is a price for favor. It is not every dimension of favor that is unmerited. If you have that theology, you are going to be disappointed. There are dimensions of favor that are very merited. In fact, the only dimension of favor that is unmerited is favor that reveals itself as the saving grace. And even that dimension, you must verbalize your reception. Today there are people going to hell even though Jesus Christ is still Lord. Because if they do not open their mouth and show their interest and believe him as a savior and as Lord, they will still go to hell. Favor is beyond saying I am favored. No, there are conditions. Proverbs 13 and verse 15 is one of the principal conditions that govern favor. Proverbs 13 and 15. It says, good understanding brings favor. It says, but the way of the transgressor is hard. I desire to see God lift us in supernatural dimensions. We are going to be praying in a few minutes. This is our final session together. And I want to pray over our lives. I'm trusting God. I really pray from the depth of my heart that someone will really experience what the grace of God can do in the life of someone who is. It may not be so for everybody, but there are few people, pastors, who have really encountered grace to know what grace can do. If the grace of God meets you, honestly speaking, your life will become a marvel and a wonder, first to yourself. Some of you are trusting God for all kinds of graces. The grace to heal, the grace for speed, the grace for liftings. There are graces that govern these dimensions of results. You must pray for it. There is a grace that can give you your own anything. Rehoboth, God has given me my own space. If that grace is not upon you, you can save, even if it's a billion naira to build a house, you will be surprised, you will never be able to build one house, because it takes more than a block and cement. It takes grace.
Adonai, Lamb of God, you are worthy, worthy of my praise. King of kings, Lord of lords.
Hallelujah. We're praying, but the Lord just showed me two people. There are two people here. There is a call of God upon your life, but there are certain graces you have been seeking. You have been seeking these graces. I know that there's what they call it, social distance. So even if you bring people under the anointing, just let's try to respect it. But I don't want to waste the remaining time. There are two people here. As I was just singing that song, the Lord just opened my eyes, and I saw that there were people who must drink of this grace. Listen, it's a grace that will drive you to prayer. It's a grace that will drive you to study. Bring them out.
Shelas kobrandas kelas shalibra atea. Parijanekes kalibara haskobariata. Shalabarodas degedebaya.
Look at what the Holy Ghost is doing. He's bringing them out by himself. This is a dimension of signs and wonders. It happens by the Spirit of God.
Casting crown, lifting hands, bowing hearts, what I've come to do.
Casting crown,
bring them out.
Lifting hands, bowing hearts, what I've come to do.
Hallelujah. Please bring them out. There is a reason you invited me here. This is a ministry of signs and wonders. It's so that the Lord himself will shift you to very strange dimensions.
Ebaranto selikash kalabahaski badea. Embregeduziash kalabrandigada.
There are four ladies. The spirit of prophecy. This is what I am seeing. For one of you, it was on your mother. Please bring them out. Help them, whether you are an usher or not. Please help them. You don't have to be an usher. Bring them out. That grace that was on your mother is coming on you. Bring them out. Please, whether you are an usher or not, help them.
Looked around and suddenly realized that you've been so good to me. Your mercies everlasting, undenying.
Listen, I join my faith with the prophet of God, and I declare here at this conference, I shift you to new levels. All of you in front here, step into new levels. And for everyone following and watching here in the main auditorium and at the overflows,
be shifted to new dimensions in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The power of God is on a lady now. I'm seeing. Bring her. She's wearing green. Green, complete green. She's at this side. Bring that lady. The Lord is revealing to me a lady wearing complete green. Who is that? With a nose mask. Is there someone like that? Who is Olamide? Olamide. I'm hearing a name, Olamide. Is there someone like that? Olamide. I'm hearing that name, Olamide. Please be patient, we have to pray. Olamide, this is the name that God is giving to me. My dear, look at me. Where are you coming from? Huh?
From Lady Love.
From where? I want to pray for you because your life is about to change. Are you a member of this church? My goodness, you will never forget this encounter. I stretch my hands. May grace come upon your life and shift you to a strange dimension in the realm of the spirit. Receive that grace and step into that dimension of possibility in the name of Jesus Christ. Who is Jonathan? Jonathan. I'm hearing a name, Jonathan. There's someone, I don't know if it's your name or your surname, Jonathan. Please, when you have that person, I want to talk to that person right now. And then I'm hearing a name, Bolu. Who is Bolu? I'm hearing a name, Bolu. Is there someone like that? That should be female. Am I right? Please, who is that? I want to speak to you. What's your name?
My son-in-law is Jonathan.
Your surname is Jonathan. Where are you from?
From Ondo State. Ondo State.
Can I pray for you, ma'am? Please don't come out at random, eh? Make sure we know why, so that we don't mess up this place. Why are they here? Your mother? Who is Bolu? Oh, Bolu is both male and female. Okay. No. This is, it's none of these people, but I will still pray for you. But the person I'm seeing, someone in the overflow, the power of God is coming on that person. The overflow. Please carry the person and bring the person here. There is a prophetic word. The overflow. That's the one, I think that overflow. A strong anointing is coming on that person. Please quickly bring the person. We'll work with time. Madam, I want to speak to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon the lot of the righteous. I'm not a prophet of doom, but I'm speaking to you that in the name of Jesus, every reproach of darkness. Help the person who will run out now. By the Spirit of God, an anointing will come on him. You will literally be running. Please hold him, whether you are an usher or not. Please, this is happening by the Spirit. There is a prophecy for that person from the congregation. The power of God will come on that person right now. Please bring the person, help the person, please. Hallelujah. Please help, yes. I don't know who that person is, but in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare an end comes to your captivity once and for all. This is a solution arena, and I stand and agree with the grace upon his choice servant that this comes to an end right now. In the name of Jesus, what's your name? Come. Where are you coming from?
The overflow.
The overflow. I want to pray for you. What do you do, my dear?
I just finished secondary school.
Secondary school.
Yes.
Let me pray for you. The grace that is on Esther is on you. You are going to become a lady connected to royalty. And I pray. Madam, shout Jesus as loud as you can. Let that oppression go out of her life now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please open your mouth in 1 minute. Everything that must live your life. Please open your mouth. We're a church of prayer. Lift your voice and begin to make decrees. In the name of Jesus, under this unction and under this grace, in the name of Jesus, Every planting that is not by God. Is someone praying? Every planting that is not by God, let it be uprooted right now. Overflow, pray. Those following online, pray. Hallelujah.
I need to pray for you because I'm praying for another set of people now. For all of you who are here, I decree and declare. Look at me, madam. Just lift your hands. I rebuke death from your family. Now, I declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of death be lifted from this family. In the name of Jesus. There is... Please, you can go back. You can go back to your seat. As many of you, hold on, please. There's someone who is going to shout under the anointing. I want you to bring that. It's a loud shout to the hearing of everybody. And there is a reason. I want to pray on that person. The Lord is asking me to rebuke the spirit of death over families, over families. As many of them who can go, just those who cannot go, just leave them. Just leave them. Madam, come. It's time for your life to change. What's your name, madam? Who is Tayo? I don't give her the mic. Who is Tayo? I'm seeing Tayo written on your head. What's your name?
Omo Tayo.
Do I know you? Tayo. That's what I'm seeing. That's your name. Where are you? You're a member of this church?
Very.
Wow. There is a door that I'm seeing opening up for you and your family. It's a very strange season of honor. Hear what I'm telling you, madam. I stand by the God of heaven to tell you by this time next year, your entire family, everything that has to do with you, you would have been lifted to a dimension of grace. I stretch my hands, receive that grace. Take that fire right now. In the name of Jesus, open doors beyond your imagination. In the name of Jesus Christ, there's someone's brother who wants to contest for chairmanship. Who is that person? I'm seeing like I don't know if there's any, maybe local government election or something like that. And there's someone related to a gentleman. Please, if you have that person, very quickly, we have to pray and wrap up. My dear, lift your hands where you are. This fair lady, you, lift your hands. I'm seeing oil coming on you. Take that grace right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will never be the same. Never be the same. In the name of Jesus, I roll away reproach from your life. You don't have to bring her out. By the spirit of grace, I declare it comes to an end now. It comes to an end now. You're the one contesting, sir. Your brother, where is he?
Abuja.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we agree. Ah. Can I talk to you? Tell your brother to be careful with kidnappers. I'm not a prophet of doom. Please make sure, why is he here? Your brother too. But tell your brother to be careful with kidnappers. I'm seeing someone among his friends making an arrangement so that they will kidnap him, and they are demanding for a huge ransom. Tell him to pray. God reveals like this to help us. I hope you understand. It's not to scare us. Sir, can I prophesy to you? I know that you came here to collect an award, but it's more than an award. I'm seeing 3-4 months, your season is changing, even in your place of work. This is what I'm seeing by the Spirit of God. I'm seeing you climb a ladder in the realm of the Spirit. And every time I see people climb a ladder in the realm of the Spirit, it signifies that a new season
is opening up for you. In the name of Jesus, here at Holy Ghost Christian Center, we stand in faith and we agree. The Lord brought you not only to collect an award, but in the name of Jesus, for this season to change. It says, and by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet, they were preserved. So I decree and declare over you, by the Spirit of grace, I stretch my hands to you. And I declare, according to the word of the Lord, may the Lord surprise you. He will surprise you in an extraordinary way. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, sir. I pray for you. The Lord is showing you mercy. The Lord is showing you help. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want to pray. Am I wasting your time? I'm going to pray for you. There are people here under the yokes of darkness. Listen. The Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he may destroy. That everything sitting on your destiny that should not be there, God is about to clear it away. Are you ready now? I'm about to pray and the power of God is coming on people. God is delivering people right now. Please, I want you to bring them out. At the count of three, you will call that name Jesus. I'm seeing altars on fire. I want you to bring them here and then begin to pray. Father, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice, help them please. Who is under any yoke of oppression, under any curse, under any manifestation of darkness, at the count of three, as you shout Jesus, may fire come from heaven and bring you deliverance. Help them, whether you are an usher or not, please. When someone is close to you, it's your responsibility. Are you ready to shout Jesus? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. I command those altars, be gone now. Be gone now. Be gone now. Bring them out. Be gone now. Every planting, every yoke of darkness fashioned against you, fashioned against your family. Hear the word of the Lord. I come by the word of prophecy. Be delivered now. Bring them out. Be delivered now. Sheleke paradosia. While you pray, be delivered now. Be delivered now. Please look at me. I'm seeing a big padlock in the realm of the spirit. And the Lord is telling me destinies have been locked, but they are about to be opened. I'm seeing the number 12. The fire of God is coming on them. Shakatakata, brakateskia. Bring them out. In the name of Jesus. Every destiny that has been locked, every destiny that has refused to find visibility, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that destiny be open now. Be open now. Bring them out. Be open now. Open your mouth, begin to pray. Open your mouth, begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, it's the new season for me. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? I'm still praying. Hallelujah. Listen. Olatunji. Olatunji. I believe there should be a name like that. Whose name is that? Olatunji. This is what I'm seeing. Is there someone like that with that name? Olatunji. This is what I'm seeing. And that name belongs to you. There is a miracle that God wants to release for that person right now. Olatunji, I don't know if you're following online or you're inside or in the overflow, but the Lord is asking me to prophesy to Olatunji that a season is about to change for you. A supernatural season is about to change for you. A supernatural season is about to change. Tap this gentleman for me, please. We have to hurry up. Just tap him. My friend, Look at me. Stand up. Where are you coming from? Huh?
Lagos.
What's your name?
Chigozie.
This is helping. I'm seeing a strong altar. You see someone who comes like this? This is a fine young man. But what I'm seeing, because I'm seeing skulls, and I'm seeing them say, this gentleman will never rise, and even his family will never rise. But we stand here at the Solution Arena. I stretch my hands. The spirit that is back of the captivity of your life and your family, I command it out now in the name of Jesus. I use him as a point of contact to speak that if there is any altar that is saying you will not rise, here at the Solution Arena, in the name that is above all names, receive your freedom now. Hallelujah. You were about to leave your house this morning, and the Lord asked you to carry photos. Is it of your family or your loved ones? Who is that person? Come with it. I want to pray for you. So we'll round up. I'm seeing, who is that? Is there someone like that? Let's verify first. Okay, come. For there is a God that reveals secrets. Who is this? Okay.
Yes, this is my daughter, my first child. Olamide, you mentioned Olamide the other time, sir. This is my picture. This is my son.
Can I pray for you, madam? Mama, please come this way. The Lord is about to bring laughter to your family. I'm seeing a woman here, 3 years. You are yet to conceive. Now, I know there are people who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, but I'm seeing a particular person, 3 years, right now. Because of the peculiarity of your situation, God wants to visit you. Who is that person? Please come. It's your time to receive right now, according to the time of life.
My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He will put his angels in charge over me. Jehovah Jireh is for me.
Hallelujah. Please stand up, madam. Oh dear. I lay my hands in the name of Jesus. The destroyer will not come near your family. Madam, is this your son? What is his name? I'm asking you,
yes,
what's his name?
Oluwamayawa.
I separate him from any company that wants to destroy his life. Hear what you understand what I'm saying? In the name of Jesus, there is no trouble that this gentleman will have with government on account of wrong company. In the name of Jesus, may my God preserve him and preserve your children in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Mama, I want to pray for you. I know we may not have the time to pray, but God has spoken. I want to just pray, whatever it is that is connected to these photos, I want you to believe by faith that the hand of God is coming on your life. Madam, why are you here? Huh?
Conceive. Concerning.
Where is the pain you feel at the lower part of your stomach? Huh? Give her the mic. Is that true?
Yes.
How long has it been?
It has been like 3 years.
Like 3 years. It's one of the reasons why there is a problem. But God is going to do a miracle for you. Because as I stood here, the Lord is telling me that you've been going through, there is a medical condition that is leading to that pain. It's not just an ordinary pain, but I have to pray for you. But this is not the person I'm seeing, no. Even though I'm going to pray for you, the person I'm seeing is not this. Mama, in the name of Jesus, for the photos that you are holding, I pray and agree with you here at the Solution Arena. Divine visitation. Supernatural visitation. Help this woman. Who am I seeing on a sick bed? I'm seeing someone's loved one. I don't know if it's their mother or something. And I have to pray because this looks like cancer. This situation, you are a gentleman. You are wearing like brown. This is what I'm seeing in my vision. You are a tall, slender gentleman.
Who is that? Where is your mother?
She's in Ogun State.
Huh?
Ogun State.
Say it now.
My mom is in Ogun State.
What's wrong with her?
It's my uncle is fighting cancer.
Well, I will pray with you, but this person, I'm seeing the person lying down. Huh? Huh?
With cancer. Where? Yes, my mother in Benue State.
I have to pray for you. This thing is this, because in the vision I'm seeing, I'm already seeing her inside a coffin. We have to pray. Look at me. I bring you the life and the power of this kingdom. And in the name of Jesus, the spirit that raised Christ from the dead, I declare that that grace rests upon you and your mother right now. Anyone under the sound of my voice appointed unto death, whether by sickness, please believe it, oh, the times that we live in, you need this prophetic cover. Whether by sickness, whether by acts of terrorism, whether by acts of the wickedness of men, I declare it will not come near your dwelling. It will not come near your dwelling. In the name of Jesus. My friend, look at me. I pray for your uncle. In the name of Jesus. May God take him off from the bed of affliction and preserve him. Preserve his soul. In the name of Jesus. Mama, in Jesus' name, back pain is leaving you now. I'm seeing an anointing coming on your head. Back pain, huh? In the name of Jesus. How long has it been? Like pain around your...
Yeah. Like two weeks.
I will pray for you. In the name of Jesus, it goes right now. Never to return. If you are sick in your body, lay your hands there right now. I have just maybe about 6 minutes or so. Just lay your hands there. I'm seeing a book being opened in front of you. This lady wearing red. That's a book of remembrance. That lady, listen to me. Give God your entire attention and take God seriously and watch what he will do in your life. This is the prophetic word for you. But in this season, the book of remembrance. Please be careful so you don't drag them to injure themselves. What is happening to you is also happening to that lady. I pray here, whoever has been forgotten, let me prophesy on you. In the name of Jesus, whatever has made men forget you, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, people you are blessed who have forgotten you, people you were there for who have forgotten you, between now and the end of March, hear me, I speak to you by the Spirit of grace. May the book of remembrance be open, be open, be open, be open, be open over your life and over your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord show you mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord show you mercy. Let me pray for the sick. Lay your hands now. Father, I stand upon this anointed ground. You don't have to bring them out now. In the name of Jesus, everyone who is sick, believe in miracles.
There are miracles in the name of Jesus. There are miracles in the name of Jesus. There are miracles in the name of Jesus. You break every chain, break every chain.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, everyone here who is sick in your body, I rebuke the spirit that is back of every infirmity. Shout a believing amen. And right now, I decree and declare, from the crown of your head even to the soles of your feet, be healed now. Blood conditions, be healed now. Genotype issues, be healed now. Hepatitis, be healed now.
fibroids and all kinds of growths around the body, be healed now. Eye conditions, be healed now. Ear conditions, be healed now. Heart palpitations, be healed now. Every other medical condition, in the name of Jesus, we bring it under judgment and we declare healing by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, let me pray and speak over your life. I believe in prophecy. I truly believe in prophecy. Father, I stand in faith. I've seen someone give this church a bus. This is what I'm seeing. As I just saw a vision and I saw a bus entering as a seed. This is what I'm seeing. I'm saying it in the open. The word of the Lord, if it is from the Lord, does not lie. I use what I just saw as a point of contact, that everything that is yet to come into your life, I stand by the Spirit of grace and I decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let it appear in your life now. Everyone here trusting God for employment, I stand by the grace of God and I declare, by this time next year, you return with joy, you return employed. I pray for every business here, hear the word of the Lord. It's a season of increase for you. I place prophecy upon the works of your hands. In the name of Jesus, experience increase. Can I pray for your spiritual life? Listen, I have about 2 minutes left. We will not just bless you and pray for things. Your life and your relationship with God, your fire and your fervency. No matter what else is right in your life, if your spiritual life is in trouble, you are in trouble. Therefore, I pray, whatever has destroyed your fire altar, the grace to fast, the grace to pray, may that grace come upon you now. The grace to study, the grace to give yourself into the things of God. In the name of Jesus, receive that grace. I declare that you will walk in signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, help them please. I pray for every worker under this commission. You are a worker under this commission. My Bible says a worker is worthy of his wages. Therefore, I decree and declare, for every worker under this prophetic grace, step into new seasons, open doors, greater dimensions of lifting, in the name of Jesus. And I pray finally, listen to me, for all those who have given, all those who have sacrificed resources. I was just speaking with the pastor briefly in the office, and I said, I can only imagine how much you spent, the millions and millions of naira that must have gone in to make this thing happen. It is not just enough to give. There should be a blessing that comes to you for giving. Therefore, I pray for everyone here connected to this assembly, sons and daughters of the prophet, connected whether in this ministry or not, and all those who have participated and are participating, I release a blessing upon you. Open heavens upon your life. Open heavens upon your family. Open heavens upon your spiritual life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that you will have good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and even running over. May the Lord show you mercy. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost Christian Center, the Lord bless you. I love you. Thank you so much, Pastor Mosfewa.